Hello, Kate. Good morning. It's wonderful to hear from you.
Good morning, Santa. It's so good to get you on the phone. I know you're very busy.
Oh, Kate, you have no idea what a crazy year this is. There are so many boys and girls on the nice list this year. We've been crazy busy up here in the North Pole. How did you get my phone number up here, though, Kate?
Well, I pulled some strings, Santa.
Oh, my goodness. You must have some really important people in your life. Somebody by the name of KFEL, maybe.
Oh, yes, absolutely. KFEL knows you well.
He was always on my nice list, and he's always had my special number.
Oh, wonderful. Well, yes, KFEL gave me your number, Santa, so I'm giving you a call on this Christmas Eve, and I won't have you for long because I know you're very, very busy.
Well, we're about to start flying around the world. Rudolph is super excited. His nose is at full brightness now. I don't know if you know this, but after Christmas, he uses so much energy that when we finish flying around the world, his nose dims right off.
Oh, yeah.
And it takes all year for the energy to build back up. And as we get closer and closer to Christmas Eve, it gets brighter and brighter. And then now, Christmas Eve, it's actually at its full brightness, and I can see all around because he lights up the night sky.
Wow. What fuels Rudolph and his nose?
It's just the magic of Christmas and the happiness that's going on up here in the North Pole 365 days a year.
Wow. And so you're all ready to go for tonight then?
We're good to go. The sack is packed. The sleigh is all polished up. The elves did a wonderful job. I don't think I've ever seen my toy sack as big as it is this year. My goodness, there's so much in it. And it's in the sleigh, and we're ready to go. All we need now is for the boys and girls to go fast asleep tonight so I can fly around and go into their homes and put the toys under the tree. I've had a lot of boys and girls ask me this year about, Santa, I don't have a chimney. How do you get in?
Right.
And all I tell them is, I've got two things with me. I've got my magic suit on Christmas Eve, and I've got the magic of Christmas with Rudolph, and we'll just make it happen.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you can't go wrong with the magic of Christmas. And Santa, what do you think is the most popular toy in your sack this year?
Well, for many, many, many years, the two most popular toys, and again this year, believe it or not, is Barbie and Lego.
Oh, I bet.
But I can tell you, one thing that popped up a lot this year when I was around seeing boys and girls was slime.
Slime.
A lot of boys and girls asking for slime.
They just love making a mess, don't they?
They do.
That's wonderful. Barbie and Lego are just timeless toys. You can't go wrong with those.
Oh, my goodness. Kate, if you ever have time, and I invite some of the boys and girls to, if you want to fly at the speed of light and go in the sleigh, come up to the North Pole, and I will show you my Barbie workshop. It's massive. It's bigger than a hockey arena, and it's all pink.
Oh.
And there's Barbies everywhere. The elves are putting Barbies together, and there's parts all over the place, and we're doing Barbie cars and all kinds of fun like that. There's campers, and there's buses, and oh my goodness, you name it, and it's so pink in that room.
I can imagine, Santa. That sounds amazing. And with Legos, I'm sure there's a big risk of stepping on Lego at your workshop.
You got to be very careful. Now, in that part of the workshop, they do have to wear safety shoes because it hurts so much when
it
you
does.
Step on a piece of Lego. My goodness, I've done it once or twice myself. But the elves have so much fun with it.
I'm sure you do.
Big imaginations. They make all kinds of Lego toys and stuff, and the boys and girls just love it. Now, one thing before I have to go, I want to tell you something is that we have a candy shop, too, and a chocolate shop.
Mm.
We do so much chocolate, but I have to have a chocolate waterfall.
Oh, my goodness, Santa.
And I have a conveyor belt going underneath. And the chocolate goes on the conveyor, or the candy's going on the conveyor belt, going underneath the chocolate waterfalls, and it drips off and gets recycled up again. And I went in there the other day, and two of my mischievous elves decided to lay on that conveyor belt and go under that chocolate waterfall with their mouths open.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they're having tons of fun leading up to Christmas, eh?
Yes. Now, the last thing I want to tell you, this is very, very important, Kate.
Okay.
A lot of boys and girls asked me, what do you want for Christmas Eve? And all kinds, millions of boys and girls leave me milk and cookies.
Yes. What's your favorite cookie?
I like some protein. And I like hot dogs.
Oh, really?
Kate, do you like hot dogs?
Of course I do. Who doesn't?
What do you put on yours?
Oh, it's usually just mustard, maybe a little bit of relish for me.
Oh, my goodness. I love hot dogs. Mums and dads that are listening on the radio right now, pay attention. I love hot dogs. And I like ketchup and peanut butter on my hot dogs.
Oh, interesting.
And so if the boys and girls wake up Christmas morning and they've left me a ketchup or a hot dog with ketchup and peanut butter, and they wake up Christmas morning and there's a bite out of it, you know if I've been there.
Have you ever tried chocolate sauce on your hot dogs?
No, I can't say I have, but I might. I've had chocolate sauce with my peanut butter, and it's delicious.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Santa, best of luck tonight. And one more question before you go. Is it hard being Santa Claus?
No, it's an absolute privilege to go around the world before Christmas, doing all the parades, seeing all the boys and girls everywhere I see them, and seeing the happiness on their face is a reward second to none.
Absolutely. Well, Santa, a very Merry Christmas to you and all of the elves and reindeer and everybody at the North Pole.
Merry Christmas, Kate. And Merry Christmas, KFL. I know you're going through a rough time right now, but you know the love of Christmas is behind you.
Absolutely.
Bye
Thank
now.
You, Santa.